The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Inshallah Zawajal, today we will continue our discussion from where we left in the last episode, where we were talking about some of the sayings of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, some of the statements that he radiallahu anhu mentioned. And we are sort of reflecting upon those narrations from the perspective of bettering ourselves as well. And what great pearls of wisdom those statements of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu possess. Because Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he never uttered anything that was useless. Whatever Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu would say, it would be for the sake of Islam, it would be for the sake of reformation of the Ummah, it would be for the sake of guiding the Ummah. So inshallah Zawajal, today again we will cover some more sayings of Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, and we will reflect upon ourselves in the light of those very sayings. But before that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Another beautiful hadith, dear viewers, which again mentions the fortune of an individual who sends salawat upon the prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and what great reward and honor he will attain on the day of judgment, the day again which is a very tough and severest of the days, the day when no one will care about anyone. They will only care about themselves. On that very day, what exactly will help us? Let's listen in this hadith mubarakah. So the Prophet ﷺ stated that there will be no shade on the day of judgment except for the throne of Allah. Three people will remain beneath the shade of the divine throne. So it was humbly asked, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, who will be those people? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, number one, the one who relieves the distress of my ummati, right? Number two, the one who revives my sunnah, and number three, the one who recites salat upon me abundantly. Subhanallah. So these three type of people are the ones who will receive the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, the day which is the severest of the days, the day that is the toughest of the days. So we should also try that we also act upon these three actions, which is relieving the distress of any Muslim fellow. Second is reviving the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and for this we have to act upon sunnahs of ourselves first. And then third is that the one who recites salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam abundantly, inshaAllah azza wa jal, after reciting salawat abundantly upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in this world, when we depart this world, inshaAllah azza wa jal, on the day of judgment, we'll be amongst those fortunate people who'll attain the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except which there will be no other shade on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, today we've chosen few more sayings of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu in order to enlighten our hearts with his sayings. And this very narration, the first saying that we will cover, it also shows the passion of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, that how passionate he radiallahu anhu was in following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam received revelations from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So in this regard, Sayyidina Abul Aliya radiyallahu anhu narrates that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu used to say that memorize Quran in the sets of 5 verses, because Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, he would come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in the set of five verses. So he, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, would bring five verses, the sets of five verses to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he would come with those revelations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now dear viewers, in this very saying, we see the beautiful mindset of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, that he wanted people to also follow the same suit in terms of the number of verses as well when they are memorizing the Quran, that they should follow the same pattern, same number of verses which Jibreel Amin alayhi salam would come with in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. Remember dear viewers that it's not fard or wajib, or there's no necessity or obligation upon anyone to memorize the Quran in the set of five verses. This is just to show the passion Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu had in terms of following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and how the Quran was revealed to him. We see many students who are memorizing the Quran that they memorize more than five verses, and there are some who even memorize less than five verses. So there's no hard and fast rule in this regard. We should memorize the Quran in whichever way it is easier for us. But Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, what we learn from his seerah is that this is how passionate he was when it would come to follow the sunnahs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and those actions in which similarity to him would be drawn. So even for the memorization of the Quran, he would want people to memorize the Quran in the sets of five verses. Why? Because Jibreel Amin alayhi salam would come in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with a set of five verses when he would bring those revelations in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So again, what a great mindset Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu had. And from this, what we can learn is that Umre Farooq radiallahu anhu is teaching us again to follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in every way, with full zeal and full passion. So we should also make sure that we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to the best of our ability, as much as we can, and our daily chores we perform in accordance to sunnah. Let's talk about another saying of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, where he guides the people who have the greed of rulership. They want to rule or they want a position of authority. Regarding them, what Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu said, let's listen to this. Sayyiduna Asim bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, he narrates that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu has said that the person who has the greed of acquiring a rulership, he can never exercise justice. He can never establish justice. Allahu Akbar. We normally see that people, they're after rule, they're after a position, they're after getting certain ranks. All they want is, you know, position, post, rank. They want, you know, rule, they want power, they want authority. Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he guides us over here. He warns us that the person who has the greed of having a rule, he can never establish justice. This is something that should be a very concerning matter for all of us. And dear viewers, the bigger the authority a person is given, the bigger the power, the bigger a rule a person is given, the bigger accountability he will face on the day of judgment. In one narration, it is stated that a ruler, he would wish on the day of judgment that only if I spent my days of rule in the obedience of Allah Almighty. This would be the regret of a ruler, that only if I spent the days of my rule in the obedience of Allah Almighty. In one hadith, it is stated that rule, power, authority, this is an entrustment. And on the day of judgment, it will be a disgrace and humiliation, except for the person who takes it with its rights and fulfills the responsibilities that exist in it, that are present in it. So this is a very concerning matter for us, dear viewers, that we are desirous of rule, authority, power, all this. But if we are unable to exercise justice, establish justice, then on the day of judgment, this will be disgrace and humiliation for us. It is very, very difficult for a person who has the greed of power, for him to establish justice, as mentioned by Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Now, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he himself had a caliphate. He himself was ruler, but he never desired for it. Or if he had it, it wasn't for his personal gains. It wasn't for having a lavish lifestyle. It was for the sake of Islam. Look at the simplicity of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, even after becoming the caliph of the Muslims, even after becoming the leader of the believers, when his rule had spread across many, many countries, all the way to Jerusalem, all the way to far and wide lands. The rule of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu had spread. 2.2 million square miles of area approximately was under the rule of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. But yet there was no difference in his simplicity or the fear of Allah that he possessed. Yet it kept increasing, increasing and increasing. And the examples of his simplicity, even non-believers, the disbelievers, they couldn't believe when they would see that this person of such simplicity is the leader of the believers. They couldn't believe it, because normally how it goes is that once you have power, once you have rule, then what happens is that all of a sudden you start boasting upon your power. All of a sudden you start exercising your power. All of a sudden you start living a lavish lifestyle. All of a sudden you start missing out on fara'id and nawafil. But Allahu Akbar, Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, his fear for Allah Almighty kept increasing accordingly. His fear for his concern for the hereafter kept increasing accordingly after he became the ruler. So this is a great cause of concern for us, something that we need to be very, very careful of, that if we are desiring for any authority, then we need to reflect upon our state in the light of this very saying of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. Now, another saying of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, dear viewers, where we see what a great principle Farooq-e-Azam laid down, and he mentioned regarding paying gratitude over the ni'mas, over the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, it is stated that once Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu passed by such a person who was afflicted with leprosy. He was blind, he was mute, as well as deaf. Now the people who were with him, Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, they asked them, "Have you seen any blessing of Allah Almighty in him?" To which they replied, "No." Now Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, he said to them, that "Why not? Do you not see that when he goes to urinate, he does so without any hardship and with ease? This is also one of the blessings, out of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Subhanallah. Even a person who's afflicted with leprosy, he's blind, he's mute, he's deaf. Even for him, Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, look at the positivity of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. Look at the mindset that he has to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pay gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautifully he's guiding other people, that don't look at the problems that you are facing. Don't look at the illnesses. Don't look at the calamities. Look at the blessings that Allah has given you. You know, you have these problems. But on the other hand, these are also the blessings. The breaths we are taking, this is also a blessing. We can see, this is also a blessing. You know, there's so many things that we can count as blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is our state? We keep mourning on smallest of the issues. Or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with some kind of trial, then we start mourning over it, we start complaining about it, day in, day out, to everyone on social media. You know, we'll have those statuses, you know, showing everyone that this has happened to me, that has happened to me, and we'll be so ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst on the other hand, the amount of blessings that Allah Almighty has given us, that will overweigh all the calamities and difficulties that we are facing. And even if that is not the case, even if that is not the case, then do you think that by mourning and by complaining about the afflictions and trials that we're facing in our lives, those trials and afflictions will be removed from our lives? No, dear viewers, they will only increase. And the reward that we could have earned over observing patience for over those calamities and troubles, we would lose out on that reward as well. So Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu beautifully guided us through this saying, that a person who is afflicted with leprosy, cannot see, cannot hear, cannot talk. Even for him, he radiallahu anhu, is taking a positive angle out of his life, that at least he has this. This is also a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is also need of the time, dear viewers. We need to stop complaining about smallest of the issues. Small, insignificant problems. Or those are not even problems. For no reason, we just call them problems. You know, we need to make sure we stop complaining and moaning to people about, you know, these so-called problems that we consider them to be problems, and we need to look at the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. We can walk, can't we? Isn't this a blessing? Our hands, we can move our hands. Alhamdulillah, this is a blessing. There are many people who are paralyzed. They can't even move their body. Alhamdulillah, we can eat, we can drink. You see, there's so many other blessings that alhamdulillah, we enjoy. Then why not look at this, and why complain about smallest of the things? Now, there's another narration which is narrated by Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu anhu, who says that once the lace of the shoe of Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu, it broke. And upon this, Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu read, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And people, they asked him that, "You read Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un even upon the breaking of your lace?" To which he said that anything that reaches a believer which he dislikes, that is a test for him. That is a trial for him. So any such thing that reaches us, which is a test for us, which is disliked by us, we should observe patience over it. We should read Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, not complain about it, not moan about it, observe patience over it, and inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will get immense reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also remove that difficulty, inshaAllah azza wa jal, for the sake of the patience that we will observe. Many times, dear viewers, remember that calamities, trials, they are inflicted upon people in order to elevate their ranks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests His chosen servants with different kinds of tests and trials, upon which they observe patience and receive such elevated ranks which cannot even be attained through worship. This is also another aspect that we need to look at, and we need to be very, very patient. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has stated, that when there is a rank appointed for a person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that very person cannot reach that rank through performing actions, through performing deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indulges him. Allah ta'ala inflicts a test or trial upon him in his body, or in his wealth, or in his offspring. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives him the ability to observe patience upon that very calamity, to the extent that that very person reaches the rank that was appointed for him in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So you see, dear viewers, how important it is for us, how important it is for us to observe patience. We never know that it perhaps would be for the elevation of our ranks. We never know. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be at a certain rank which we cannot attain through actions, through our deeds. And Allah Almighty inflicts us with some kind of calamity, trouble, difficulty, hardship. And then our observance of patience over that very calamity would make us reach that very rank. Subhanallah. It's very, very important for us. Sayyidina Umar bin Wasil rahmatullahi states that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu said that when a person falls short of performing pious deeds, then he is indulged in some kind of trial, test and trial, then a kind of infliction is afflicted upon him, so that this very trial, this very test, this very affliction becomes an expiation for him falling short of performing pious deeds. Subhanallah. So you see, the afflictions that we face, the calamities that we face, the tests and trials, whether it is in our health, whether wealth, whether children, it could be of any nature. You see, there could also be something for us to have our ranks elevated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There could also be an expiation for us falling short of performing pious deeds. So it could be of any nature for us to attain proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these sayings of Faruq-e-Azam radiallahu anh are guiding us towards observing patience over calamities and not complaining and mourning over them to the entire world, especially in today's day and age where social media is on rife. It is commonly used by everyone, and we use social media to update our statuses of anything that we are feeling like. So observe patience over calamities. Insha'Allah Zawajal, we will see its blessings in this world and in the hereafter. And insha'Allah Zawajal, our ranks will be elevated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Now let's go through 8 sayings of Faruq-e-Azam radiallahu anh that he beautifully mentioned. And they are such great pearls of wisdom that only if we could embed them in our hearts and minds, and we could lead our lives in accordance to these beautiful sayings of Faruq-e-Azam radiallahu anh. He says that he who laughs more, his awe gets reduced. He who laughs more, his awe, his honor gets reduced. He who jokes a lot, he becomes inferior in the sight of people. And next saying is that he who becomes inferior in the sight of people, he also becomes inferior in his own sight as well. Allahu Akbar. How important this is for us to understand this. That, you know, we keep joking around, we keep passing on such remarks which hurt other people's feelings, and we think it doesn't mean anything. You know, when you keep joking around, what happens is that we lose our significance in the sight of people. We become inferior in the sight of people, and he who becomes inferior in the sight of people, he becomes inferior in his own sight as well. Next saying, Faruq-e-Azam radiallahu anh says that he who does something excessively, he becomes famous with that very thing. Allahu Akbar. Now, you see, the person who goes to the masjid frequently, he's known as the one who goes to masjid frequently. He's known as a salah offering person. The one who calls people towards righteousness, he's known as a pious person. The one who recites the Quran, he's known as a reciter of the Quran. But then the person who commits sins day in, day out, he is known with this very trait of his. He is known as sinner. The one who, you know, performs all sorts of sins, he would be known as the performer of that very sin. So this saying of Faruq-e-Azam radiallahu anh is also very, very important for us to shed light on our own character as well. That what are we famous as to other people? It would be what we do in excess. What we do excessively. So just think about it. What do people know us as? Do they know us as salah offering people? Do they know us as the one who recites the Quran? Do they know us as a man of good conduct, so and so forth? So whatever we do excessively, we will become famous in the sight of people accordingly. Next one is that the one who talks more, his evilness increases. And the one whose evilness increases, his modesty, haya, gets reduced. And when haya, modesty, gets reduced, then this reduces the taqwa of a person. And the person whose taqwa gets reduced, his heart dies. So you see how Faruq-e-Azam radiallahu anh beautifully mentioned these sayings one after the other, linking them throughout to make a great sequence to teach us that how important it is for us to perform pious deeds, to have a serious character, to make sure that we are modest, to make sure that we have taqwa, to make sure that our heart is not dead. Because at the same time, here radiallahu anh is also mentioning the consequences of not having these traits. So in the light of these sayings of Faruq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, dear viewers, we can see that how beautifully here radiallahu anh is guiding us towards piety, towards taqwa, towards modesty. And at the same time, he's telling us not having these will have far-reaching consequences. Because remember that knowledge, fear of Allah Almighty, piety, these things, they bring wisdom for a person. It opens the doors of wisdom for a person. And now when we talk about Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, the amount of knowledge he possessed, the level of piety he possessed, just imagine what great level of wisdom he radiallahu anhu would possess himself. What great doors of wisdom would be opened for him, through which he's guiding us. Every single saying of his, you can see, is amazing and remarkable from the perspective of learning, from the perspective of taking guidance from. So dear viewers, this is all from today's episode, in which we covered some of the sayings of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. In our next episode, inshaAllah, we will cover few more sayings of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, and in the light of those sayings, we'll try to contemplate and ponder upon our own state and try to better ourselves as well by deriving some pearls of wisdom from those beautiful, remarkable, incredible sayings of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of mercies and blessings upon the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam min nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.